the drop the beat. Sit in the corner, cower, behold the child wow. It's wild hour, we bring our power. Now you be gone now, sir. Well, you gotta start us out with a mild flower. From the top of the Freedom Tower to the bottom of the D5 flower. On the floor of the town shower, sunset and gower. Bottom of the system, bar, jab, power. One later, or you need an hour. Wild hour is the wildest hour. It's not yours, it's mine, it's ours. Wild hour. Bow to the power of the wildest hour.
Yeah, that's the Beastie Boys, right? No, Run DMC.
No, that was the song. I mean, there was an artist named Tricky.
Tricky?
Yeah, and he sang like...
Richard Nixon?
Comma Culture. And he was in the movie Fifth Element. Black guy from Europe.
I rented a room in a house in Larchmont from a dude that was working on that at the time.
Fifth Element?
Yeah, he's doing... I love that movie. He had like all the little spaceship... Like, they
models?
Were this big. Yeah, they're in his room. I was like, that's so cool. Fucking dope.
Was the taxi cab, the flying taxi cab?
I don't remember which one. There's just like, he had a whole bunch of them like set up because they'd wrapped, but it wasn't out yet. So I didn't really have context.
That movie was great.
For what it was. Yeah, it was a weird ass movie.
Luke Besson, Bruce Willis.
And Chris Tucker was hilarious in that, you know? Yeah, he's hard to take in big chunks. You know, like Chris Tucker.
Which is why he does so few movies.
Right. But when he's in the right role, he's fantastic.
Fifth Element and Friday.
Yep. Rush Hour is a little over.
Play it soft. You want to play it hard? Play it hard. That was Bruce's line from Fifth Element.
Have you like watched his movies with a different lens now that you know that? For years.
Well, I've tried to watch some of his recent shit, and it's horrible.
Well, it's because he's
I understand.
He's Bernie. Full he's weakened at Bernie's, lobe. Dude. Like, he's fried.
Okay, Jason, I take offense to this. Okay,
no, you no, just no, say not, Bernie. Not that Bernie.
And you assume, and when you do assume, okay, you make an ass out of you and the top 1%, okay?
No, he's gone. He's out to lunch.
Yeah, it's sad.
And I remember reading, he walked into a CVS during COVID without a mask, and they're like, sir, you need a mask, and he was disoriented, and now we know why, because he just out to lunch.
Yeah, that poor guy. But the weird thing is like, who is it that's keeping him out there? Is it his family, or is it his management? They keep just putting him in these fucking mannequin roles.
He
you
was
know?
In a movie called Glass not that long ago, M. Night Shyamalan-a-do.
Ding dong. Because that was the third movie dip, 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 in the dip, series, dip, which I like.
Shyamalan-a-la. He's a ghost. Shyamalan-a-la.
These are readers.
Readers?
Not talkers. They're readers.
Jason just took off his glasses.
Yeah, they're readers.
Did I get fuzzier?
Slightly, because I'm wearing contacts.
Can I be honest? As soon as you took your glasses off, you got fuzzier to me. I don't know why.
Was that Woody Allen movie with Bill Murray? Remember when he's like out of focus?
Yes.
The actor's out of focus. That was one of the, I thought that was one of the most brilliant things in the world.
That was a movie called New York Stories, and it was... Martin Scorsese did a short. Woody Allen did a short. There was a handful of shorts in that movie, and it was Robin Williams that was out of focus. It was a Woody Allen short in a movie called New York Stories.
Who? I thought it was Bill Murray. Was Bill Murray in that movie?
I don't know, but Robin Williams was the actor that was
Why
out of
I
focus.
Why did I do that? Imagine if they traded places.
My brother called me a comedic genius yesterday, which I love.
Yeah.
And obviously I said, look, you know, I'm a pretty talented guy. And there's, you know, a handful of people out there that are more talented than me. And then I said, well, actually, most of them are dead. Robin Williams, dead. Don Rickles, dead. Bernie Mac, dead. I just listed all these
Bernie
super
Mac.
Talented guys. Okay, another great Bernie. Okay, when you think Bernie, you don't automatically think about a movie from the 80s about a dead guy. Okay, you think Bernie Sanders, you think Bernie Mac, you think Burning Man, all those people that got trapped.
My neighbor got trapped.
Really?
Yeah.
So your neighbor is a rich guy.
Remember the kid, like the yoga guy?
Oh, the son.
Yeah, he's a burner. Yeah, like he's.
He went to Burning Man.
Yeah,
he got trapped.
Yeah, got trapped.
Did he have to hike out with Chris Rock?
I have no idea. I haven't seen him since.
Oh, he might still be there. Is your neighbor DJ Diplo?
Why is he still there?
Yes.
DJ.
No, he
Diplo.
Got out. He was on Good Morning America and said him and Chris Rock and Randy Gerber and Cindy Crawford got out.
Like, and I'm thinking, what the fuck is Chris Rock doing at Burning Man, dude?
Wearing a Knicks jacket.
I used to hang out with Burning Man people when I lived in Venice, right?
I remember.
Back in the day.
You and I were very close.
Yeah, back then, right? You had like a little kid and a Prius V.
Mm.
And
God, I love that Prius.
I know that lady, that Asian lady got you.
The Asian lady took out the Honda Insight. It was a white woman that took out the Prius V.
Karen.
Old woman.
You good?
Just locking the car. Okay. You never know in these dangerous.
Is that a Mustang?
No, it's a Kona. It's a Hyundai, like Sunday or Monday.
Like that symbol. I was like, what the fuck happened to the Mustang symbol? Because you said you're going to get a Mustang.
Yeah. And so I went to the Mustang dealer and it's a $45,000 car. And they wanted to sell it to me for $70,000. And I said, you know, that's quite a bit more than 45. Yeah, but here's the thing. You get the loan and then we get paid regardless. I go, well, you don't get paid if I don't buy the car, Johnny.
Yeah, cars are fucking stupid right now.
So I actually got a $35,000 car for $45,000 as opposed to a $45,000 car.
Do you know, like
$70,000.
Like a quarter of the homes in America are held by fucking financial institutions, right?
Right.
So I was thinking about this yesterday because like I'm enraged.
Do you have a thinking spot?
You're in it. This is where I come out. Fucking rummage, think, you know, watch some jujitsu videos.
You're very slowly turning into Winnie the Pooh. Because Winnie the Pooh had a thinking spot.
Oh, I can't do Winnie the Pooh.
You just say, oh, bother.
Oh, bother.
That was pretty good.
I know he's got kind of like a, voice.
Yeah, it's put upon.
Put upon.
And when he thinks, he goes, think. I'd like to imagine, like, Jason, that when you think, you say the word think out loud.
Wait, it's like, think. Who's the one that said, put him up?
That's a Cowardly Lion.
So him and Winnie the Pooh are kind of like similar voices.
I feel like the Cowardly Lion is similar, more similar.
Who'd
to Tigger.
Who'd win in a fight?
T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger. Let's be clear. It spells Tigger.
Help, Piglet, me.
I loved Winnie the Pooh as a kid. As a matter of fact, I got really lit last night and watched The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh and fell asleep on my couch. I had a great time.
I found another Snoopy.
No.
I gotta remember where I saw it because I was cleaning.
I went to a big rally, okay? SAG, Day of Solidarity. We marched from Netflix to Paramount.
What the fuck happened to this Labor Day end of strike, buddy?
I know. I'm hoping now September.
Now there's a UAW strike. You know, so, this is going to domino the fucking economy.
I brought comedian Pete Giovine with me, okay? He met
Pete.
Me. We walked up, met the march already in progress, joined our friend Shiloh Strong in the march, wrapped around the corner to outside of Paramount, where we met my friend Paul Hogan. So the four of us are there at the march, and I go over to Pete, and I look, and I said, hey, there's the comedian Skylar Stone. I said, hey, Pete, you know that guy. So Pete goes, oh, yeah, buddy, that's Skylar Stone. Hey, buddy, Skylar Stone. So Skylar Stone and Pete catch up, and Pete immediately says to Skylar Stone, and this is September, I don't know, 12th, 13th. He goes, hey, buddy, September 12th, 2 years without a drink. And Skylar's like, oh, my God, that's so great. That's fantastic. Congratulations. I leaned in and go, hey, Skylar, I was drunk last night. True story.
Yeah. What did he say?
He laughed. He goes, that is the best thing you can say to two sober people bragging about how long they've been sober, is that you lean in and go, I was drunk last night.
I'm drunk right now.
I wasn't drunk right now, but I was drunk
the
night before.
Your liver was still drunk.
Oh, sure. Liver, I barely respect her. I don't know what that liver's doing, but it ain't living, that's for sure.
But I want to get back to the point that I was trying to
make. You were thinking and upset.
I was out here thinking. I was rummaging.
Rummaging.
And I realized that,
like, I like to rum. You like to rummage.
You are in a position where if the world was fucking normal right now, like the one that we kind of grew up in, right?
Sure.
You could probably buy a house in your community.
Easily.
Yeah, yeah. Same here, right?
Yeah.
On paper, 10 years ago,
20 years ago,
we would be fine, right?
Yeah.
but can't get a fucking house.
No.
Because people are paying. You got one group.
Squat.
That's walking in and just paying asking price or plus with cash.
Income disparity.
Right? And then you got the other motherfuckers. They're like, oh, yeah. If you got to get a loan, you're not quick enough to buy a house.
And I'm white.
Yeah. And you're white.
I should waltz in with all my white privilege. Right. And they should give me a sack of cash.
I agree. Well, actually, it's the
blacks. I don't like the phraseology.
It's the browns and the blacks that should get the sack of cash.
100%.
Yeah. Because you already have a sack of cash because you're white.
That's true.
See, you already got your sack. But anyways, what I'm saying is you got like 23% of the fucking homes are owned by 23%. Banks or hedge funds, right? Or investors, right? People, not families,
investors.
Or Russian.
Russian investors.
Or other places.
Oligarchs.
Oligarchs, yes. The fuckers.
Yachts.
And then put another layer of Airbnb on top of that, right?
I want to start a new music genre called yacht punk. R-U-N. So you know yacht rock?
Oh, yacht.
Yacht punk.
You didn't hit that T very hard. I was like, yeah.
Yacht punk.
Yacht punk.
Punk.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah.
We are here.
Wie kein Berliner.
Get used to us. We are yacht punk. We're here. Get used to us.
Our music sounds best through blau punk.
You have to use Yamaha speaker. I don't know why I sound like this now, Jason. I drunk in Chinese now.
Oh, no, 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 no. Can't do that.
Chinese.
That didn't even sound Chinese. That Japanese, sounded a little different.
Dirty knees. Look at these.
Mm. Yep.
Taiwanese. What else ends in E's?
Burmese.
Burmese.
Vietnamese.
Bernies.
Bernies.
Weekend at Bernies. Chinese, Japanese, weekend at Bernies.
Stinky cheese.
Stinky cheese. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Jason Stacy Baker, JD, J. Daniels, Chris Wildhour. And with me, as always, is my beautiful host. I'm his co-host. Let's be honest. He's the pilot of the ship. This is his cockpit. He's JD. He's Jason Stacy Baker.
I'm the engineer.
J. Daniels.
I'm the navigator.
Jason Hour. Welcome to the Wild Hour.
And the engineer.
Already in progress.
Already. We didn't come in very... We came,
I just,
in.
I, you, you
we
said,
came in cold
you
start.
You said I always do an introduction on the last episode. You're like, you're always doing intros every week. Count your
It may not
your
be in the beginning.
Count your chickens before they hatch. Put them all in one basket because the kid's going to deliver an intro. It may not be in the beginning, but it'll do it eventually.
Oh, my God. I hope we're recording.
Did you hold on to the key button?
Yeah, we got 11 minutes in.
Keymaster.
We're 11 minutes in here.
Ah, it's a great Wild Hour.
You don't have cans. Do you want cans?
Nah.
I had an epiphany today. Why I've looked kind of young for my age.
Yeah.
It's because I had really small ears when I was born.
And the ears grow.
Yeah, look
the
at my ears.
Continue
I got
to
the
grow.
Ears of a 25-year-old.
Jesus Christ. I've got the ears of a jiu-jitsu blue belt. Person.
I want to get my blue belt next year.
Sure.
Like if I keep tracking, like I'm going 3 to 4 times a week now.
Blue jitsu. Yeah, baby.
Hey, somebody, yeah. Pod jitsu.
All right, so why are we upset thinking?
Just because I can't get a house.
Can't buy a
because
house.
The fucking market's fucking retarded.
Was it triggered by the fact that your neighbor has a sign out front that says for lease?
I love that song.
That was the song?
Yeah.
Was it triggered
for at least
by the fact that your neighbor has a sign in the front that says for lease? Burmese. Bernies. Sticky cheese.
Please.
New Guineas.
No, it's just, it's very frustrating. I can see why everybody's starting to flip out in our country because...
Well, there's another big labor strike happening right now.
Regulation is not the word that we need to use. It's called protection.
That's
protect
true,
us. Protect us from financial organizations.
From the fat cats.
The fat cats. We're in the gilded
Income
fucking.
Disparity.
You know. We're going from the gilded age to the gelded age. I used to feel like a man.
You know, when I was a kid, Ruffles had ridges. Okay. Now you can barely get laid by a Pringle can.
Boom!
My dick is the size of a Pringle can, Jason. Oh, put some tennis balls in there.
I wouldn't doubt if Bernie had a big old dude.
Oh, of course. I'm hung like a like Burmese lion.
Burmese lion?
Absolutely. I'll tell you something. When she's down there, she doesn't complain. I'm talking about AOC.
Jesus Christ.
She got that red lipstick making my Pringle can look like a fire hydrant.
What are you talking about? My dick. Pringle can.
Yeah, my Pringle can dick. AOC's got this red lipstick. She sucks on my dick, and now my dick looks like a fire hydrant.
This isn't talking shit. What are we doing?
What are you talking about?
You're talking
shit. Hey, by the way, speaking of talking shit, hosted by Eddie Ift, he's asked me to be on the last two episodes. Now, 2 weeks ago, I actually had a viable excuse.
Wait, he's asking you now to be on the last episode?
He asked me to be.
Does he know how time works?
No, stop that. So 2 weeks ago, he said, can you do the show Tuesday? I said, no, I'm taking a bunch of kids to the movies.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then last week, he said, can you do the show? And I just honestly didn't respond.
Oh, we had a flake out from April Macy. She bailed.
April Macy?
Yeah, like, who's that?
William H. Macy's daughter, April. She wishes. I prefer June, July, Macy.
She wishes. Oh my god.
Macy Gray? Remember her?
Yeah.
What was her hit song? I try to say goodbye, but I choke. I try to walk away, but I stumble.
Yeah.
Something, something, something. It's clear.
When's the last time that you shopped at Macy's?
Ooh, I just went to Old Navy and bought myself a jacket and a Homer Simpson meme t-shirt. Homer, like, backing into the shrubs.
Dude, I go to Old Navy.
You got one right down the street.
I go there if there's no laundry, like, ready.
So cheap.
I just go get a $6 shirt.
You got good shit.
There you go,
man.
Buddy.
And you got a fucking Marshalls over there or TJ Maxx? You got a TJ Maxx?
No, I'd never been in that TJ Maxx.
Yeah, you got a fucking Five Target. Below? You got a TJ Maxx?
That Target, yeah. Target.
You got a fucking Rite Aid? You can go get a shirt at Rite
Aid.
This
is the Target shirt right here. It's the Good Fellow buy or some shit.
I could tell you're getting healthy. You're wearing all black. You're talking about Blue Jitsu Jason. Like you're starting to bring the ship in.
Become me again.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah,
yeah. Because for a long time, you had to, due to circumstances, make it all about not you.
Right.
And now you're finally able to make it about you.
And that doesn't fly.
That isn't super fly.
That creates tension.
So I kept saying to my son yesterday the term bull jive, which is not something people say.
Bull jive?
Yeah. So there's a sports show personality named Shannon Sharp, and he can't curse on the air. So he always says bull jive instead of bullshit.
We should do that.
We should stop cursing.
We should clean up our language.
Done.
You know why?
Why?
Because
family show.
I just became a part of the
Christian
kids.
Coalition.
No, much worse. No, actually much better.
My giant ears are listening.
I'm becoming an assistant instructor for the kids classes over
at Gracie.
Yeah. So like,
man, they must be desperate.
No. Well, what it is that there's just too many kids.
Wasn't a convincing no.
It was
more like,
between a rock and a hard place. Hey, they took me. That's all I can say.
Did you offer your services or did they ask?
They're asking parents, people that do jujitsu. Like if you're...
I jujitsu.
I love it, bro. I'm serious. Like I'm falling in love with this shit. I'm starting to just watch jujitsu videos all the time now. Yeah. And like, I just like... Two nights ago, I watched Warrior with Tom Hardy.
Great movie.
Fucking Tom Hardy, dude. Do you know about this shit? He got his blue belt in 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a champion now. He just got a gold medal in some big fucking Brazilian, open. Like, he's fighting. He's a real fighter, dude.
He's the real deal.
Like, holy fucking shit.
He have the cauliflower.
What a renaissance, man.
You don't get cauliflower ears doing jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, you do.
Ooh.
But I wrestled. Right. And I didn't get the ears because I wore my fucking headgear.
Right.
Wear your head. If you're going to compete.
Come on. Everybody wear your headgear.
I
wore a helmet driving here today. I'm wearing a helmet right now podcasting.
I wear a helmet to bed.
Wrap it up.
Like on my cabeza.
I'm saying wrap up your top deck and your bottom deck.
And make sure you cover that anus with cellophane.
And Vaseline.
It works both ways.
I like to take a paintbrush, dip it in Vaseline.
No colon cancer.
Oh, yeah.
No colon cancer.
Oh, so you had your colonoscopy.
Week before last.
And they find anything up there?
Three polyps.
Okay, and they removed
them. They took them out, shot them at the wall.
I told you my doctor, her tits got in the way and she couldn't do it.
Was it her tits? She doesn't do the procedure.
Fucking hot. She told me. And she like put her tits together and leaned down. She's wearing a low-cut dress, low-cut blouse.
Buddy.
Big, beautiful eyes. She was wearing a surgical mask. It was a couple years ago, year and change ago. I would have done anything.
Was it UCLA?
She was like, I am going to. I went to UCLA eventually because they would do what she wouldn't.
Because my doctor.
Have a man doctor not get his balls in the way.
My doctor was very pretty too.
Well, my like, doctor, my the good doctor ended both up of being my- an Indian dude.
Yeah, mine, she was like an Indian or like, I can't remember. Like, she was definitely like the, from that region in the world.
Where'd you go? Torrance?
UCLA, yeah. Oh, okay. UCLA down there. And I'm telling you, man, I was like shocked.
Clinic, like, but not like the actual UCLA. Like, it was just a medical.
All they did was asses. There's nothing else in there. Just ask doctors.
I mean, is she gorgeous with giant tits?
No, she didn't have giant boobies.
Okay.
See, no, she said boobies. I'm trying to curb it.
Well, there's no curse word for tits, right? Like
teats.
Like your upper
tits is actually an animal. It's a farm thing.
Titmouse.
Yeah, teats.
Teats.
Milk the teats, boy. We need it.
But there's no curse word. Like there's no like, you know, those fucking chest ass.
I guess there really is no profane.
Right.
It's just taste.
Right.
Right. You know, you call it a breasticle.
My buddy told me his brother called them freedom bags.
Fun bags. I've heard fun bags.
Fun bags before, for sure.
But yeah,
I like sexy milkers.
My anesthesiologist was very pretty, and so was my the doctor that pulled out the polyps.
And she removed the polyps.
And she could do it. So she, apparently, no, she didn't have the big.
Mine told me you got a big polyp up there. And then I went to an Indian guy, and he goes, "That's not a polyp. It wasn't a polyp. I removed it. It was a flare up. I don't know what the fuck it was.
That was a stuck piece of meat."
Dude, it was an old begging strip. You know, those are for dogs. And I was like, did you say begging strip?
Begging? I fucking thought of that commercial this week. No lie, dude. It's hilarious.
It's begging.
We're in the ether. We're in the ether. So what celebrity's going to die after this episode?
Yeah,
huh?
But we didn't actually talk about Jimmy Buffett on the air last week. I think we talked about it right before we hit record.
Oh, no, we did it before. You talked about because you had a whole Buffett story.
Yeah.
And then we made all kinds of Buffett stuffs, right?
And then he died.
And then he died. And we did it to a couple other people,
too. So far, Skylar Stone could die anytime.
No, God. Skylar, hang in there, buddy. Hang in there, buddy.
Oh, Bernie Sanders. I did Bernie.
Bernie won't die.
Oh, hold on. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Nope. AOC's just bent over.
Jesus.
And she bleached her asshole.
Oh, my God.
It's a family show.
You're terrible.
Moms.
You're terrible.
Hey, moms. You're terrible. If you're listening, bleach your assholes. For Boyney, I'm going to the light at the end of the tunnel.
I've never
come to the light, Carol Ann. How come I didn't star in Poltergeist? You didn't move the bodies.
With AI,
I'll be back. It's me, Terminator.
We'll be able to do that shit. You know, we'll be like,
Please stop talking about AI. Very upsetting.
AI. Like, what you do is just type in
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
It's
as
better
the
to get Chris Wilde do it. Like, Chris Wilde doing Bernie Sanders as the Terminator. It's gonna be better than AI. And also, AI is the bad guy in Terminator. Okay, so it's come full circle. Speaking of coming full circle, AOC. Hey, when she grabs her ankles. She comes in waves, let alone full circles. The other day, I was ass-fucking AOC, okay? I was giving her a Bernie-oscopy, all right? And I got my Pringle can inside of her, and she took a shit on me.
Oh, my God.
It's just... It's liquid. It's solid. It's like the muddy Mississippi. I felt like Huck Finn. I felt like Huck Finn on a raft, for God's sake.
So here's my thought.
Huckleberry.
I've been thinking about this, and I really want to throw this at you.
Throw it.
Right, let's get serious for a second.
Oh, okay. Hold on. All right, now I'm focused.
Okay.
All right, I'm focused. I'm laser focused.
I get to get out a toy.
On the keys.
Okay.
But maybe something you can get through. See if you can get me right now. I'm vulnerable.
Chris, real quick.
It's never quick.
What I...
Oh,
Chris,
oh,
Chris, oh. Chris.
On Donner, on Dasher, on AOC's chest and chin.
What I think we could do is do a rebrand. Mm. We need to rebrand.
Okay. Right?
No?
Sure.
I want to get you paid.
Okay.
Okay. So like maybe we make it Chris Wild.
Okay.
That's it. We call it that.
What about my good friend Jason Hauer?
Starring Jason Hauer.
Okay.
Okay. But it's your show, but I'm the star.
Great.
I always like these weird fucking backwards.
We have a great name, the Wild Hour.
The Wild Hour.
It's Chris Wild and Jason Hauer.
Okay.
That's cool. But I'm down for a rebrand. Whatever you want to do.
I just want
to. You also wanted to do a Minecraft show at one point.
We could do a Minecraft episode. I'm just trying to figure out how.
I think children should listen to this show. Like, I think these kids are in a lot of trouble.
So you want to keep it the Wild Hour?
No. I'm down. Like, honestly, I don't want to sit on any of your dreams or put a lid it's not on a dream. Any of your
ideas. Well, it is a dream.
Ideas.
What I'd like to do is take this thing and make it so that we can walk into a place.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I went to fart.
Do you need to go?
No, I don't.
You need to go to the bathroom?
No, I don't need to poop. But I thought I was going to fart, and then all of a sudden I knew.
Oh, yeah.
Pull it back. Pull it back. Eject.
I'm out of touch. I'm out of time.
Is that what that song's about? But I'm out of my head if you're not around. Oh.
Those guys really could write.
Dude, I saw Hall & Oates at Beach Life last year.
I used to hang out with one of the
Daryl Hall, John Oates.
Daryl Hall's son, Darren, who was just a rock star kid that lived in Venice.
Did you know Daryl Hall married Arsenio Hall? And the two of them made a baby. Your buddy, Darren Hall.
He had all the talent, but none of the love from his dad.
Same thing with Arsenio.
His dad didn't have anything to do with him.
Did you know Arsenio Hall Jr.? Okay, so his dad, Arsenio Sr., none of the love?
No.
Arsenio was super talented. Eddie Murphy saw it.
It's hard to be the child of
a golden child.
Star.
I want the knife. Shrek! Oh, quiet donkey.
Nice.
Shrek, goddammit.
There's another one coming out.
Stop fucking deep, Fiona.
Did you see that at the end of Puss in Boots, The Final Wish or whatever?
Oh, I didn't see it. It was apparently great.
It's great. Yeah, I've watched it twice with James. But at the end, they allude to the idea of Puss in Boots going back to
Shrek
far, far away.
They need another Shrek. Yeah. Why not?
Mike Myers isn't done, man. He needs to do another Austin Powers. He needs to do another Shrek. He
needs to do another Love Guru.
He needs to host another SNL. No, but
he should do, honestly, he should do all three franchises. Shrek, Wayne's World, Austin Powers.
Oh, my God. Wayne's World?
Wayne's World would fucking crush right now.
It really would, actually. The right story, the right fucking script.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Just 90s nostalgia.
Because Dana's still rocking it. He's still healthy, right?
Yeah, and him and David Spade have a relatively successful podcast. So I'm going to go back to your rebranding thing. I just think it's a saturated marketplace, so it's very difficult to get noticed. It's very difficult to grow exponentially in listeners. Should we do a
true crime
show?
We need a producer. We need someone to I see this in the other shows that are out there, like people that I talk to about it, and they have guys that work with the talent and help them create content that's going to drive the numbers and do the metrics.
Right.
I just
think it's hard to get a footprint out there because the marketplace is so oversaturated.
Yeah, but you have a presence already in the industry. You know? So it's not, there's people that
I'm
are.
I'm not coming in like some schmuck from Tulsa.
No.
Who no one knows.
You're a professional talent and you're the shit. And it shouldn't be like you've got the Clipper cast, right? LA
yep,
Clipper.
LA Clip
so how cast. Does that do? How does that do?
We do all right. We did a lot better, I would say, 7 years ago when we were the only game in town, when it wasn't a saturated marketplace.
Yeah.
When Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan and Chris Paul were like these, you know, the best episode we ever did had 10,000 listens. Okay.
Okay.
And that was when DeAndre Jordan, who was the center of the Clippers at the time, decided he was going to sign with the Dallas Mavericks, and he's a guy from Texas, DeAndre. So the Clippers went to his mom's house, DeAndre Jordan's mom's house in Texas, locked him in the house, and wouldn't let him sign the contract because they didn't want their friend to join another team. They wanted him to stay on the Clippers. It was this big sports story. We were the only podcast in town, and we got 10,000 listens. That's the best we ever did.
Wow.
We then, like, the Clippers were involved with us. They would push us on their social.
There's more than that many people at the fucking game.
There's
like a 30,000 seat place?
No, it's like a 19,000 seat place.
19,000.
Okay. But anyway, like, it's because of our show is a basketball show, so that's a niche. Then it's a specific team. That's a niche within a niche.
Within a niche.
And with all due respect to my beloved Clippers, they're not the Celtics or the stupid L word, so they just don't have this giant fan base. And
yeah,
how do people know about us?
The stupid L word, huh? That's what you call them?
That's what I call them.
Have you watched Winning Time?
I won't. I hate that whole franchise.
Yeah, we know Magic's a dick. I mean, but
the second season ratings are in the crapper, so don't get too attached to that show.
Oh, you think it's going to take a dump? The last episode I watched was pretty fun, though.
Yeah, and they introduced Larry Bird, which is very smart because the Bird Magic saga is very interesting.
Larry Bird is a very interesting character.
They shouldn't have waited until the second season, but whatever.
Yeah. I grew up going to see Bird play. My dad would take me down there, man. All of it, like Bird, McHale, Parrish, Danny Ainge was like the new guy. Who else was on that team? Fucking Kevin McHale. Sure. Did I ever say McHale? He was like Frankenstein. Remember, like, okay, whatever. But anyways, it was amazing. I think my wife's home.
The train got off the track on
that
one.
Yeah, I got checked out. But Larry Bird was
you don't talk about sports on the show, all right, pal? You don't do that, all right?
I'll talk about
you. You do politics and pop culture.
Do I? I do politics and pop culture?
Kind of.
I don't really like...
And you make noises. But mostly it's just noises. Jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu.
Blue belt.
You don't do that jiu-jitsu, do you?
You don't do that jiu-jitsu.
But when I get my blue belt, man, I could show you some jiu-jitsu.
Well, sure. Okay.
You look, man.
I don't like when people like twist my arm.
No.
Or they do something to my wrist that makes me uncomfortable. And they're like, I could snap your wrist.
No.
I'm choosing not to.
That's not how it
and
is.
I'm like, Bob, I don't That's, like
that
any
has
of this.
Nothing to do with what we do.
We could also kiss.
We could do that. Hey, honey, what's up?
I'm talking about the person who's twisting my arm.
Oh, I did. Oh, my God.
Wow, look at the shoes.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, my. Your toes look incredible.
Hold on here.
And, like, the whole, like, bejeweled, bedazzled footwear. I had no idea I was such a weird foot fetishist. Welcome to the Lift Masters Studio, where lifting is masterful and in progress. Jason controlling the fourth wall right now as it very loudly opens. Hi, darling. All right. As opposed to letting her in the front door, right? This was the best audio decision. Was to let her in the side.
I didn't have to stop
let
the
her,
show.
Exactly.
All I had to do
let
was just
through
open
the garage
right
door.
Right through here.
Past the refrigerator that's empty and all the sodas are on top. You know, there's a way to make those sodas colder.
It's not empty.
Let's,
it's not empty.
Let's take a look inside Jason's LiftMaster Studio icebox. Did
the
you have a relative
box.
That called the fridge the icebox?
Everybody did back when I was a little kid, buddy. Because that was like the age. Nope. Yep. There you go.
Oh, man, you got a ton of shit in here, a bunch
there's,
of eggs.
There's beers down at the bottom. They're slightly expired. There's waters.
What is this, some sort of cheese pretzel snack on the left? Some sort of dipping snack?
No, those are Lunchables.
Oh, I love Lunchables, dude.
And then you got carrots.
Oh, I love applesauce.
Some raviolis.
Good quality ranch dressing in there.
Yeah.
You could fit some soda pops in there.
You know, weirdly...
I'm going to close it.
Wendy's has the best ranch dressing. I like how you did that. You made sure that the fridge, you noticed that the freezer popped a little when you shut it because it's that old style.
Bro.
And you made sure. You know what?
Joe Prano gave me a Miller Lite beer fridge and my wife just slams it shut, walks out. Meanwhile, it pops the door back open.
Yep. And you come out and it's just been running. Dude. And the stuff.
And then if she, luckily I moved the fridge back. But like, if she would have then closed the garage door at my Tiki Hut LiftMaster Studio, this fucking fridge could have ripped a hole in the garage door. Yeah. Worse yet, ripped a hole in my beautiful, beloved beer fridge that Joe Prano gave me.
You know what? Where's the love, buddy?
Was Joe Prano on the last episode of Talking Shit?
No, it was just Eddie and I, and it's so awkward because...
Like, oh, because April Macy got left you high and dry.
Yeah, she left me. But you know what's funny? It's like, I'm pretty sure I was on, you know?
Yeah.
I was on, and then all he did was like, oh, this is horrible. We got this is, and it's on the show. He's just talking about like, it's like, hey man, don't blame me because you've run out of thoughts.
You know what's nuts? So I think I texted this to you. Last episode, where we're at the Wild Tiki Theater. Excuse me, the Wild Tiki Bar. I've realized halfway through the show or a third of the way through the show that I left my credit card at the Red Onion. And I'm like, now I'm all like in my head about the damn credit card. P.S. I got the credit card back. Very next day. And the guy who doesn't have a drinking problem didn't even have a margarita at 11 a.m. when I went and claimed my credit card because I'm such a guy who doesn't have a drinking problem. So anyway, I was in my head about that fucking credit card because my bro CD, and I couldn't call the restaurant because they closed so early.
Right.
And so I thought, man, this episode's going to stink because I'm all in my head and I'm not really there for JD. And then I listened to the episode. Oh, my God. There's a laugh riot, for God's sake.
Was it
yucks
again?
Just didn't stop.
Oh,
just
my God.
Just constant yuck train, dude. It was a great episode.
Yuck.
They're back. Yuck train has left the station.
I think we should just get a little, maybe all we need is a sheet. Just a little sheet.
A sheet? Hey, I'm not going to no meetings with no sheets, Jason. This is how it starts. You think your wife's got some gorgeous toes that I just admired.
She takes care of her toes.
Dude, that's good looking toes.
She does. She has good toes.
Your wife's toes are way hotter than my wife's toes.
Very similar
shading.
Yeah. Mine's darker.
I don't know.
Well, your wife has dark feet.
Should we send each other pictures of our wives' feet?
No, that'll lead to something else.
Too late, I'm into it. Hey, I'm going to... Listen, you take over. I'm just going to go photograph your wife's feet real quick.
How about if I just trade my wife for you?
Hey, man, your wife seemed in a really good mood today.
Yeah.
Maybe she was putting on airs because I was here.
Yeah, well, that's what they do.
That's what it is. My wife doesn't know I'm here and it upset you. It hurt your feelings.
It does hurt my feelings if she doesn't want us to
JD.
Hang out. That means she doesn't want us to be friends.
No, here's why. We have a basketball tournament in Anaheim.
Uh-huh.
5 minutes away is the Disneyland Hotel, right, which I love. They have this great tiki bar there.
That sounds fantastic.
So I booked us a room, 2 nights.
Good.
5 minutes away from the basketball tournament.
I want to go.
So this is why you and I should be married. My wife thinks it's a horrible plan. We should sleep in our own bed an hour away. She complained, can you believe the tip-off time's 8:45 in the morning? We have to get there at 8. We have to leave at 7. Can you believe that? I go,
no.
Problem solved.
No, yeah.
Problem solved.
You gotta leave at 8:30.
But she's stressed out about packing for 2 nights at a place that's 45 minutes away.
All you need is underwear.
All you need is love.
Yeah, exactly.
All you need is drawers. Do-do-do-do-do. Box of briefs. Mine are yours. Shoop-be-doop-be-doop. All you need is undies. Tidy-whities, if you please.
Have it, Gabby-do.
Hey, it's me, Eddie.
All together.
My name is Eddie Winthrop. I'm the Lost Beetle. I spelled it wrong. I thought it was an insect thing, and, well, I missed out on quite a bit of bread and dough, as you say.
Hey, they were the Silver Beetles or the Super Beetles? Or what were they first? Before they became
the
Beetles.
The something men. The Quarrymen?
The Quarrymen.
We almost said Klansmen. It's not that at all.
No.
The Kinsmen. The Kingsmen?
The Kings. No, that's a band. And did he ever return?
They
no,
were the Quarrymen.
Never returned, but his fate
Quarrymen
is still
is horrible. A horrible name for a band.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom
Jason.
Dooley.
Poor boy.
You're bound to
You'll
die.
Never die. Would you be upset if you were immortal?
Immortal?
Yeah, never died.
I want that.
I'm worried that I'm cursed with it.
Oh, I want that.
I think I'm cursed with immortality.
That'd be nice.
I'm going to watch all my friends and family die. I'm going to watch Alexander Graham Schell die. I'll be like 700 years old.
Yeah, but you know what?
I'll do my Bernie jokes. No one will get the reference.
Yeah.
In the year fucking 2222. They don't get my Bernie
2222,
reference.
2222. Chris Wilde is still alive.
199 years ago. This is very topical, okay? And I don't mean like an ointment, a topical ointment, which AOC, by the way, applies liberally. She does everything liberally on her vagina lips. Her vagilips.
You can feel it. It's Vagilips.
You can feel it.
It's covered in a topical ointment.
Oh my!
I'm gonna stay at the Disneyland Hotel. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, go back to the Disneyland Hotel. Fantastic. Good night.
Got a hot tub. Got a tiki bar.
How much more relaxing are you gonna? It's like you're not rushing. Driving to Anaheim.
I said, let's all leave together. Let's all take the same car. Nah, he has practice till 8 p.m. I'm like, okay, if you want me to go check in at 3 p.m. and just enjoy myself, I will.
You're gonna, you know, you go. But when is the tournament?
What's the thing we're losing is money.
What's the day you're going in?
Tonight.
Tonight.
Today.
So, oh yeah.
So I couldn't tell her I was coming here because she would lose her fucking shit because she's already losing her shit.
You're supposed to be packing your two pairs of underwear.
Exactly.
Right.
All you need is undies.
One pair of underwear. That's it. That'll last me 2 days.
Board shorts. I don't even need undies.
Yeah. You can go free balling. You're a dude.
Now I'm free. Free balling. We won't have sex in the hotel because my kid will be there.
Send him to the pool.
So now I got to fucking...
He's old enough to go to the arcade for a minute, right?
I don't think she's into like having sex real quick in the hotel room while he's at the
real
arcade.
Real quick.
Oh, God. Can't have sex real like a real quick JD story. Yeah. We only have 2 nights at the hotel.
Hey, real quick. Can you just turn over?
Hey, real quick. Can you call 911? I think I'm having a stroke.
You know...
It's 9.
I was on the path to stroke. That's where I was, buddy.
Yes.
I was, man. Like
6 weeks ago.
I was.
I know.
From the pandemic to the fucking cancer to the fucking spinal injury.
Right.
I fell apart.
Yeah. The friggin' stupid thing you were telling me about your daughter and the fucking town with the lack of whatever through the public school system that they stopped offering the thing that they offered that was great.
Oh my God.
A lot of stress. And then going back together with fucking Eddie If, that doesn't help.
No, it doesn't.
The only thing that helps is one,
help.
Me. It's two, jujitsu. Three, C, one, me.
Yeah.
They're so fucking, I'm 2 out of 3.
Those guys are fucking, they're back at it. It's like it's going right back to where I dread, you know?
Dude, what did you do last episode? You cruised down the fucking hill.
Yeah.
Had a fucking fine, you had a little edible.
Sat out in the backyard.
Had a little gummy bear. Sat out in the backyard, said, look at this fucking
gummy bear
trampoline. So my trampoline is covered in
the
ivy.
The Dharma Initiative trampoline.
And I think it looks cool.
I thought Hurley was going to come out of there. What?
I saw it last night. I went out to dinner and I saw this actor, this guy. His name is Alan Dale. And it hits different because I used to live in Allendale, New Jersey. And he and I worked together on a McGee web series so long ago they had no memory of it. And he was like, McGee, you mean OC? And he was on the OC for years. He was like the right-wing grandpa who was rich or something. He always plays these rich, rude dudes. Mm. And he was a rich, rude dude on Lost. He was a rich, rude dude on the OC.
Wait, which one was he in Lost?
He wasn't on every episode, but he bankrolled something. And it was like, he was off the
island.
Oh,
was he the daughter? Was the love interest dad.
Yes.
He's like real mean and like... classist and prickish.
Alan Dale, and he's an Aussie.
Yeah,
you would never know that he always has an American
Brit.
Accent or Brit, yeah. But he usually has an American accent or a British accent, and he's always this like rich prick.
Okay, yeah.
He's like Bernie's enemy.
Yeah, but then he found out he was a good guy.
But in real life, he's a great guy. Yeah. And so we did this project together years ago. I don't know if Kieran was born or maybe he had just been born, and we're doing this. So season 2 of this web series, it was such a non-blip for him that he has literally no memory of it.
Yeah,
he's not even listening.
He's a worker, bro.
He works.
Busy.
He works all the time. He's on IMDb. Beverly D'Angelo is in this. She's not credited. Alan Dale is in this. He's not credited. Jeff Stoltz, not credited. These are like relatively famous actors. So Beverly D'Angelo, I remember on set with her, she's checking her voicemail because her baby daddy's Al Pacino. She's holding the phone away from her ear as Al Pacino's like, and another thing, I can't. We're going away for the weekend. All you need is panties, okay? 2 pairs of panties. Where are the kids? Get the minivan to go to soccer. And so like she's like holding the phone away from her ear like, Jesus Christ, why did I have fucking Al Pacino put 2 babies in me? Now I gotta check my voicemail and deal with this bullshit. I should have Clark Griswold fuck me. I should have Chris Wilde fuck me, for God's sake. Gosh, she's still so hot. I think she's postmenopause, so I couldn't have a baby, but whatever.
Do you know
you
that
try.
She is best friends with Jim's baby mama?
Beverly D'Angelo.
Yeah, her so and I'm, Kate Lubin, Kate.
Ex-playmate, I believe.
Yeah, Kate. Kate, yeah.
Beverly D'Angelo could have been. So yeah, so Allendale last night, I was out with this hot mom that I like and her stupid tall husband and then my wife who I dislike. And so it's the four of us. And then like there's this super recognizable actor who lives in the South Bay. And I was like, hey, I go, Alan, hey, man, Chris Wilde, we worked together years ago. I know you live in Manhattan Beach. It's great to see you, whatever. And we caught up and he was so lovely. I met his family. And then he did the classic move of, I said, great to see you, whatever, go back to my party. 20 minutes later, 30 minutes later, he wraps up. What does he do when he leaves? Comes over.
Checks in.
Says goodbye. That's gentlemanly. Shakes my hand. He's a fucking gentleman, dude.
I'm sorry. You didn't walk up. He's like, sorry you live in Recondo.
Dude, he's like super lovely about it. You pricks up here on the hill, look down, call us the fucking lowlanders.
No, it's the Manhattan people that taught me all the bad vernacular about your community, bro. Not us.
Dude, PV also hates Redondo.
PV hates itself.
Sure. But yeah, Manhattan, like, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
Your neighbors are literally, like, you. It's like a co-op.
Yeah.
You are so close to your fucking neighbors. You and I are close to our neighbors, but not, like, what's happening in Manhattan Beach.
No, I'm kidding. I don't like that area. It's funny. It's like, when we were kids, we weren't here, but
no,
that area was fucking hillbilly, white trash.
Beach trash.
Fucking driving around, beating each other up.
Yeah, beating each other off, too.
Yeah, too.
Hey, you look like...
You want to go down under the pier?
Hey, beach trash, you look like you got a sweet dick.
And that's him spitting on his hand. Quick. Splat. Oh, sick. Sick splat, bro.
Sick was cool back then.
Yeah, bro, that stuff was sick.
Yo, sick spooch.
You cut back on the garlic, would you?
Dude, I felt like I could catch a wave off your fucking cum spray, bro.
JD blushed. JD blushed.
It's because I got a retired teacher next door. That one's empty. And then I got a lady in there working.
I'm going to rent this place next to you. I think it's time.
I would love if you did, honestly. Because we could like have like little tin cans with string.
Yes.
And talk to each other. Two soup see if it really works.
It does really work.
Yeah, fuck the cell phone, man.
Fuck all this audio equipment.
Yeah, I know.
We should do a podcast on two soup cans with a string where our only listeners are each other. And we can barely hear it. This is a great idea. Let's rebrand. Two soup cans, one string. That's a great name of a show.
You know, I tried that shit when I was a kid. It didn't work.
Oh, okay.
I think it's full of
shit. No, it works. No. I have put a cup to my ear to the wall. That works.
Oh, yeah. I've totally listened to neighbors
before. It's the same concept.
When you're in the apartment building, you're like, is he choking her? Is it murder or is it love?
Right. Is this death or jerk off?
No, actually.
Is this jerk off killing her?
I had a neighbor. Or is he killing her, jerking her off? Beating the shit out of his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I fucking. I couldn't.
You weren't Jujitsu Jason back then. You would have stepped in.
I was Kung Fu Jason. No, I banged on his door.
Oh.
I was slamming his door. I was like, stop that fucking shit. I have.
Venice?
This was in Ohio. This is before I moved out.
Wow, Ohio. Why do we fly? Why do we roam?
And it turned out to be someone I fucking knew. The guy.
Getting beat or beaten?
I ended up working with him at a pizza place.
Later or before? Or you had?
Afterward. And then he got fired for stealing money.
Sheesh, from what a real pizza joint.
He beats his old lady, steals money. Steals from the fucking till. Fucking douchebag. You fucking douchebag.
Cheaps out on the pepperoni slices. Come on. Ohio's got a pizza culture, pal.
Oh, God.
Neighborhood watch, Jason. Uh-oh, the lift masters, the wall has been opened.
There was a lady that just walked by with her dog.
It's a good thing I wasn't doing any of my profane Bernie AOC lovemaking comedy.
Okay, look, see, now this is where we're... Okay.
So when I go to the dog park that's in your neighborhood, there's this one Karen gal who's like, there was a car parked outside my neighbor's house. Oh, and I'm like, okay. And well, I got on nextdoor.com and I clicked and I clacked.
There's a big fucking mental crisis in our country, bro. Like,
okay,
like fucking.
So people shouldn't park in that woman's neighborhood.
He could have had a mental deficiency.
He needed a Flintstone vitamin.
Her name is Ellen, not Karen.
She
definitely wants to fuck me, dude. She's so gross. She has a similar body type to you.
Have you ever? You saying I'm not fuckable? Huh?
I'd rather fuck you than her.
Hey.
I honestly would rather take you
floors
to Disneyland Hotel and make an honest man out of you.
I'm a van virgin. I'm saving myself for Jesus.
Yeah, I've been pegged a couple times, but I mean, nothing weird.
Pegged is different, right? That's when a woman does it to you with a device.
No, it was a dude.
Which is weird. He didn't use his penis. Yeah, he had a strap on.
Yeah, he named his dick Peg. It was Al Bundy.
He's got a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, why got to be a black belt?
Because that's where you go. When you go up, that's the level.
Yeah.
After that, it's red. After that is
white. White is first, right?
White. And then
the lamest.
And then blue.
Oh.
And then purple, brown, black.
If it's purple and brown, consult your physician.
Especially if it's reflective.
And consult your big titty GI, gastrointestinal who. Hey, hey, hoy.
So you had to do two separate diarrhea cycles. I love that you knew exactly where the fuck I was going.
Of course.
I love it.
It was a big fucking flu. It was like a big jug, a thing that looks like you put it in your fucking coolant system of your fucking 94 Ford Taurus.
Whoa, they gave you a premix? I had to go to the store and get my own materials and assemble it at home.
So the big titty gal gave me recommended a premix. And then when I went to the real doctor at the real UCLA in Santa Monica with the real Indian dude, I had to do it myself. It was a slightly different thing.
Yeah.
But I respected the fucking rules, and I was as clean as a whistle. I had nothing. I was an empty shell of a fucking sphincter.
21 doses of laxative.
I had nothing left to give.
12 hours is what it, I mean. That's insane.
Yeah,
dude. I had one more like radiator fluid poo when I came home afterward, and I could feel it. Like as I was coming home in the car, I couldn't drive. She's driving me right. I'm just like, and I'm still a little like high from the drugs, fentanyl or whatever.
Drugs.
I was like, somebody's been in there, man. I could feel that.
Right.
It felt like wrong.
Right.
Right.
My GI found an old set of lost car keys up there. I was like, well, that's where they were.
I found a penny.
I found an old Snoopy figure.
They gave me a whole pack of crayons, and I thought it was from the place, but no.
Well, there's the boy's toy submarine. It's pretty big.
What are you doing?
Crisis control.
Telling her that I'm not hanging out with Jason, I promise.
I said on phone with manager.
She's
standby.
Got you fucking... She probably knows exactly where you are. She'd probably look on her, find my...
No,
husband.
I took off share my location.
Yeah, but there might be an AirTag in your car that you don't know.
Would you call me?
My wife's friends do that to their husbands.
Oh yeah,
they got tags in their cars and shit.
I told you, my wife. If you go looking for trouble, you're gonna find it. So she doesn't go looking for trouble 9 times out of 10. Although we went to back to school night last night, and there's this mom from New Jersey who like clearly wants to fuck me, and
everybody
drives
wants to fuck you,
my
Chris.
Wife. Bonk.
Because she can tell.
And my wife doesn't get jealous. My wife's never been jealous, but she's jealous of woman, dude.
Clearly.
And her name is Bronte. What kind of a fucking weird name is that?
Bronte from back in Jersey, from Passaic. Bronte from Piscataway.
These are all real New Jersey names of towns, by the way.
Bronte.
Yeah, Bronte from Scotch Plains.
I know.
So she's like, and honestly, like, am I attracted to Bronte? Fuck yeah, I am. I'm attracted to most women. You gotta really not be attractive for me to be attracted to you.
We're monkeys and we like new things. That's it.
But I told her, I said, babe, you're like, she's not my type. You're the only gal for me. Like, you gotta stop. It's cute that you're being jealous. It was fun that you were jealous. And then I said something bad. I go, I could list 25 women that I'm more attracted to that you know. And she didn't like that. She didn't like that one bit. But then
she's
you know
like,
what's great?
He has a list.
she got a little tipsy drinking.
Who, Bronte?
No. We went to a Japanese restaurant, ran into the actor Alan Dale after back to school night. Okay. She got all jealous in front of the hot mom that I really want to fuck. And then when my wife had a couple of sips, went home, fell asleep. I jerked off to the fucking hot wife and I finished thinking about Bronte. So there you go. Justification.
You know, she's very justified to be jealous because you clearly, you're satisfying your own meat. You're pegging yourself thinking of Bronte.
is that our tie up? What do you get at a Japanese restaurant?
Mostly Japanese food.
Don't have to go walk out that door. bubble, just download and hold an episode.
It's the end of the show and I got to go, and now you know it.